Friday. Happy Friday. Happy people. As R. Kelly would say, happy feelings. As retired Frankie Beverly from Mays would say, happy Friday. Blessings to you. All kinds of peace from God to you. I say to you on this rainy and dark day. I don't know what your weather forecast is like for today, but we're going to look at it in the spirit. Our forecast today in our spirits, we are going to be joyful. We are going to be at peace with all men. Yes, even the one that you can't seem to touch that place in that person because they're always angry, they're always bitter, they always have something to complain about. We are going to be at peace today with all men and all women, even our children, when they are hard-headed, disobedient, disrespectful outfits. We are going to be at peace with our children. We're going to raise them by the word of God. If you have grandchildren, you're going to raise them by the word of God, high moral standards. And we are going to trust that God is going to be one day their Lord and their Savior. This is all good news today. I'm just in good spirits this morning. Oh, Keisha, did you hit the lotto? No. Oh, Keisha, you must have lost all that weight you wanted to lose. No. I'm just in good spirits because I know that I have a Lord and a Savior on my side that has been my keeper, that has been my redeemer, that has corrected me, chastised me because he loved me. He brought me out of darkness and into his marvelous light. So that is any reason. That is any reason. That is a good enough reason to be in a good spirit on this Friday morning. I just want to encourage you all today to be the best you that you can be. Be the best you that you can be. Whatever you do for a living, whatever you do for your families, whether you are a mother, a father, whether you are a child, whatever you do, be the best you that you can be. Let me also say to you this morning, if you're in a relationship with someone, a friendship with someone, and that person becomes offended, maybe you hurt their feelings, maybe you knew that you did, maybe you don't know that you hurt their feelings, begin to take responsibility for some things that we say and do that we have caused someone to be offended. It will probably damage our pride, but in the long run, it's okay to say, you know what? Not if I offended you, but that I offended you. I apologize. Those weren't my intentions. Because sometimes we can lose very good relationships because we do not want to apologize. We don't want to. It's not even in our. We can't even fathom ourselves to say that we hurt someone, that we offended someone. You may not have meant to do it, but would you rather salvage the relationship or would you rather lose the relationship because you don't have enough self-control over pride? Pride has control over you. And so therefore you be willing to lose a friendship. You be willing to come to work every day and be in a tense relationship or a working relationship, then just say that I offended you. I apologize. Don't you know that that makes you the bigger person? Don't you know that that stands out to God, especially when you've struggled with being the person to say, I apologize, and then own it. Don't, if it comes up again, don't backtrack. Don't renege. Say, yes, you know, I know that I did. I offended you. And I'm working on me. And I'm asking for your prayers as I continue to ask God to renew in me a right spirit and create in me a clean and a pure heart. We have to come up. We have to come up a little bit higher if you want to be pleasing unto God. you're going to have to come up a little bit higher. We can't stay in the place that we're in. Let me give you the reason why I chose for this to be my moment of encouragement. Because so many times I've seen it time and time and time and time and for years in the church. And I have been serving God for a lot of years. And in the church, what you find is this. Someone may become offended. Someone may be hurt for whatever reason. Maybe it was the usher that did it. Maybe it was the pastor that did it. Maybe it was the deaconess that did it. Maybe it was a deacon. Maybe it was the little lady who works in the church kitchen serving the food. Maybe it was the pastor's wife. Maybe it was one of the pastor's children that hurt you, that offended you. It is not okay. Now, we've been taught, we've been trained, it's been laid out before us. It's, in some cases, it's been shoved down people's throats that, oh, you just so offended. Oh, you're offended. Oh, you're wounded. Oh, you're hurt. Oh, you left the church. Oh, you said you were hurt. Oh, blah, 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 blah. And once you hear that so many times, you begin to shut your feelings off. You shut them down because, well, after all, I can't be offended because the pastor said, you know, I shouldn't be offended and dare not leave the church because you were offended. People deal with hurt in different ways. Some people stay and can take it, and some people cannot. But if you are the person in the church that did, that caused the offense, I'm not saying people should walk around with a chip on their shoulder or that they are easily hurt, easily offended, because you have to grow out of that too. God wants you to not be easily offended and not be always hurt and not always, you know, feel like you have to leave as a means to, for your hurt to be healed. God wants you to be delivered from that too. But on the flip side of that, the people that constantly do the hurting, the people that constantly are nasty or rude, they're not a people person, but what they do is they pick the ones that they, I think I can be nice to him. Oh, I like them. Well, you're picking and choosing who you want to be friendly to. And that's just not a characteristic of Christ. Christ loved all people and he showed it. So on the flip side of this thing called being offended in the church, if you are a person or you know someone in the church, think about them in your mind. I'm thinking about them in my mind. Love them, but you need to grow up too. You need to say to God, God, there have been more than two people that have said that I am rude, that I can come across as nasty. I'm not friendly. I'm not approachable. So God, I'm going to stop putting the blame on people. And God, I'm going to ask you to deliver me from that, because I know you don't want me to hurt, to bruise, to damage anyone. But what people do is they make it the other person's fault who's hurt. All of the blame is on that person. All of the blame is on, well, you know, you hurt, so you left. Oh, you know, you got offended, so you left. Well, if it's always the same person all the time that you keep hearing, well, brother Bob, you know, he hurt so-and-so and they left the church. Well, you know, brother Bob, he said so-and-so to blah, 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 and they left the church. After you hear that more than twice, the person that the name is always coming up, that person needs to be delivered too, because it's not always the person that's hurt. It's not always the person that was offended. It's two sides to every, we always say it's two sides to every story. Do we really believe that? So in this case, we're dealing with church matters, and we're dealing with the person who is hurt and the person who does the hurting. The person who is offended needs to be healed. The person who is always overly offended, or they wear a chip on their shoulder, that person needs to be delivered. That person needs to ask God for a tougher skin. and a heart that's more pliable for God to mold it and to shape it into the fashion that he would like it to be. So that person needs deliverance. They need to be delivered. They need to be healed. They need to be stronger. They need to stand firm in the word of God. But then the person who is the one who is doing the offense, the person who is always the one that, you know, their name comes up. Their name comes up when people have been hurt or shunned or felt rejected. That person's name comes up. And like I said, you know, if you hear that more than twice, you need deliverance too. That person needs deliverance too. They need to go to God and say, God, I am going to say that I have heard my name more than twice. So God, let me be honest and say, sometimes I'm not approachable. Let me say, God, that sometimes I'm not friendly. Let me say, God, that sometimes I do go out of my way not to love on people. Let me say, God, that I just don't know how to properly love on people where everyone feels included, everyone feels needed, and everyone, we're just going to use the word love. Stop placing the blame on the person who couldn't take the hurt anymore and they left. Stop making it always that person's fault. There are two sides to every story. There is a person who is hurt. We talked about their deliverance. We've talked about their healing. And it's the person that does the hurting. That person needs deliverance and that person needs to be healed. I hope that I have said something that has helped you, that has caused you to stop and think and say, you know what? That is true. In the church, it always is the person who leaves the church because they're tired of being hurt. It's always that person's fault. And then what does the leader do? Get up and lambast that person all over the pulpit. Why? Because they left, because they were hurt. And again, let me give balance because I'm very big on balance. I'm not saying that if you are a person who walks around looking to be offended, you're a person that nobody can say good morning to you and you're all hurting, all going to the restroom and crying, well, because they said hello to me. You need healing too. You need healing too. But we can't continue to put all of the blame on the person who is hurt. We can't simply keep putting the blame on that person because they left. The person who does the hurting, let me say that they need to take responsibility too. You just can't lay back in the cut and continue to say, well, people just don't want to hear the word of God. People just don't. Well, that's not always the reason. Yes, some people leave because they don't want to hear God speak through a man or woman of God and say, you need to come out of adultery. You need to stop lying. You need deliverance from fornication. You need deliverance from whatever it is. Yeah, people leave because they don't want to hear that. But that's not the reason why people leave the church all the time. Sometimes, and hear me well, sometimes people really do leave the church because they are tired of being hurt. And it really is a valid reason why they leave the church. It really is a reason why they leave the church, and the reason is valid. Take ownership. Take ownership. It's not just a one-sided story. Please hear my heart when I say this. Please hear my heart when I say this. There are two sides to every story. And we can't continue to make it appear as if, they left the church, so they're the ones that's in the wrong. Do some research. Do some digging. Ask God to give you some clarity. Ask God to give you some discernment. If you know that you're not an approachable person, if you know that you haven't always been friendly, let God convict you of that. And then say, God, continue to work on me. I'm free for you to work on me. I open up myself for you to work on me. I'm speaking up on behalf of the people today who have left churches, and it has been a valid reason why. You can't have one person in the church who constantly hurts and offends people, but you want to make it seem like it's everybody else's fault that leaves the church. Make that person be held responsible. You can't continue to do that. It's just not right. It's not fair. It's not balanced. And it does not please God. So again, you all be blessed today. Know it. It is my humbled honor to pray for you, to give you what God has given to me. And know that, you know, better, greater. It is really sooner, not later. And it starts, it begins in our spirit. It starts there. And know that if you have backslidden, it's always a good time to come back to the Lord's side in humility. And if you haven't surrendered your life to Christ, it's okay to go ahead and surrender your life to Christ right now. Anytime is a good time to surrender your life to Christ. Be kind to somebody today, just because. Brighten somebody's day today, just because you have the ability to do it. Until next time, I love you, and just walk in the peace of God today. Okay? Love you. Bye-bye.